A resolution by Supervisors Wyshon and Stamper to extend the time to negotiate an intergovernmental agreement between the City of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County for the operation and regulation of taxicab service.
Supervisor Wyshon.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to move approval of the item. What this does is just extend that timeline to June of 2014 to be consistent with also the creation of a dispatch service, which was sort of like part two of this resolution, not only the operation of the service, but then they were directed in the resolution to create a nonprofit dispatch service. So to make those two timelines consistent, because a bit of a wrinkle has developed at the city, this just extends it to 6 months.
We have a motion for move approval. Any questions, comments from the committee? Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm curious if this resolution was written before or after the city attorney's opinion on the taxicab services became public knowledge.
Supervisor Wyshon.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It was written before. The county executive made it very clear that he was not wholeheartedly supportive of this and dragged his feet until the last minute, until we had a veto override, which put the December 31st, 2013 timeline, made it very difficult to negotiate or anticipate any developments that may occur in that negotiating process. So this just follows through and gives us six more months in which the administration has to see the transfer from the city to the county.
Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And just to refresh my memory, in the original resolution regarding the possible transfer of taxi cab authority, did it also call originally for reviewing state laws that contradict, or was that something new added in this resolution?
Sure. The direction was very generic to the administration, and that was to negotiate a transfer of the service. It was incumbent upon them to develop a strategy, and if there were to be any legal issues, that they would develop the ability to overcome whatever legal impediments there might be. So I'm not here to tell the or to micromanage the Abley administration. Their directive has been that they need to oversee, and Milwaukee County needs to oversee the cab system, because it is an intimate part of our transit system, and it makes sense. So now, if they want me to go down there and tell them how to do everything, that's fine. I'll be glad to engage them in that level of micromanagement if so need be.
Supervisor.
The fact is that all we're doing here is extending the timeline for negotiations. And they now, if there is an impediment, a good example of a similar situation is with the couture at the transit center. They've hit a legal impediment, such as where the shoreline was. They then, without the county board's approval, went and sought some relief at the state level.
This is not on that.
Oh, I know. I'm just saying that these are parallel situations. We told the administration that we want to build something at the lakefront.
All right. Supervisor
Alexander. We now have directed them to.
I understand.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Burkowski.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I guess I'd like to know what our end point is. And listen, I appreciate the passion of the author of this, and it's been going on for a good year now, okay? And I think that a majority of us, the concept makes sense, because when you have additional people involved in the market is flooded a little bit, the consumer wins. That being said, okay, we've ran into this roadblock with the city of Milwaukee, the city attorney, Mr. Langley, and the way I read it, short of some kind of state legislation, there isn't anything more that this level of government can do. And I guess
Thank you.
I'm okay with giving, you know, another 6 months or whatever, but I guess I don't want to go down this primrose path that, like, I mean, I'd like to know what the end point is.
You have an answer for that, Supervisor Washington?
Yes, I do. And the answer is that in 6 months, hopefully, that we will have an agreement, a solution that Milwaukee County will have an integrated transit system that also includes the overseeing of the cab situation in Milwaukee County. Now, I would point out that back when they created the current cab system that exists in the city, there were many people who pointed out that there may be some legal obstacles by putting a cap in place. Yet the city still went ahead, and what it did is it took a legal action or a court. Now, if there is an outside entity that doesn't believe that Milwaukee County has the right, the city has the right to transfer this obligation to the county, they can seek relief in the court system. That's the appropriate avenue. The fact is, the city attorney is a fine attorney, but it is his one opinion on this. And that, you know, if other outside entities have a disagreement with what the city may do or transfer to the city, they can seek relief in the courts, just like how the cab operators had to seek relief in the courts when the city mandated the cab. Even though there were plenty of legal opinions at the time that said putting a cap in place, you know, could be detrimental and unconstitutional.
Is there any movement from our lobbyists to ask for a change in the state law?
I have not spoken with our lobbyist or the county exec's lobbyist on this, but once again, the resolution that was before the board that was overwhelmingly supported and overridden a veto was that we should negotiate this. And if there is a wrinkle, whether it be legal or otherwise, it's incumbent upon the administration to overcome those hurdles.
Well, let me just speak for myself, Mr. Chairman, and that is that I'm willing to give our colleague 6 months, but I'm also not going to let this drag on and on and on. There's got to be some kind of closure, some kind of endpoint, and so that's where I am today, and I'm going to try to be consistent.
All right, thank you. So, Jerzyk?
Yeah. The record, as I understand it, is we actually did get a letter from the county executive dated December 19th. And in that communication, he attached a letter from Willie Hines, who basically was responding to the county executive's request, basically following through on the board resolution 13652. And in the Hines letter, they indicate that it was referred to Grant Langley. We now know that Grant Langley has given an opinion, and basically, as I understand it, Grant Langley's opinion is that the Wisconsin statutes currently do not provide for the counties to run taxicabs. Now, the one outstanding issue, as I see it, is Grant Langley's opinion, and I haven't read the whole thing yet, and I would like to see the entire opinion, but we still have the court order from Judge Carroll, and she clearly was concerned about the limited number of permits, which is something I am also concerned about. I think I basically agree with Supervisor Borkowski that this is still an issue that's somewhat unsettled. I do not see a problem with giving an additional 6 months. Perhaps we can get some clarity as to whether Grant Langley's opinion considers the court opinion from Judge Carroll, and whether the city of Milwaukee itself is going to respond to the concern about the closed process for taxicab permits. So until we get those outstanding issues resolved, I think it certainly may be warranted to at least keep this open for another 6 months. I agree. I don't think we can just keep pounding away on this without resolution, but I think there are outstanding issues, and therefore I'd be willing to support at least another 6 months and get some of those loose ends tied up. So thank you, Mr. Chair.
Any other comments from the committee? If not, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Wyshon?
Aye.
Borkowski?
Aye.
Jerzyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Alexander?
No.
Taylor.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
6 ayes, 1 no. The motion is approved.
We're going to the airport right now. Item number